If you follow Cars, it is an eagerly anticipated gathering. The 2019 New York International Auto Show starting up. It'll run for over a week, and it's time to try out all the new hot cars and try to get some interest. But the real question is anybody going to buy cars anymore? They seem to be descending rather than ascending. The Kiplinger Letter put out a report on the automobile industry. The managing editor is Jim Patterson. He joins us right now from Washington. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be here, David. Thank you.
Thank you. So I hear all sorts of bizarre things that millennials aren't going to buy cars anymore. They're going to, because of Uber and Lyft, and it's cheaper to just use something like that than pay insurance and car repairs, and that nobody's going to buy cars anymore.
Well, there's definitely a fear of that in the auto industry, but, you know, I think at least for the moment, that fear is probably overblown. Cars and trucks are still selling in pretty high numbers these days. It is slowing down a little bit from what we've seen the last couple of years, but 2019 is still going to be a good year in terms of total sales for the car industry, certainly by historic standards. So those millennials are not killing the car industry just yet.
You know, there was such anticipation about, usually it was September, October, I guess, when all the new cars came out. And you know, were they going to have fins or what sort of new things were going to be introduced? And now they just sort of trickle out, and you buy a new car and it's hard to find your car in the parking lot. They all look the same.
That's true. There's a certain trend toward uniformity, I think, amongst the car makers, their designers, the new SUVs coming out. And of course, SUVs are very popular these days. A lot of them do tend to sort of look like each other. I think there's a lot of safe designing going on these days.
What about the proliferation of electric automobiles? It sounds like every manufacturer is coming up with a fistful of electric car designs. There's even an outfit that's got an electric pickup truck that evidently they're ready to bring out. You think that'll bring people out to buying cars again?
Well, you know, I don't know about an electric pickup truck. I think pickup truck buyers are very practical, hard-headed people, and they need their truck to do certain jobs, and they can't afford to invest a lot of money in a truck that can't cut it. So I'm a little skeptical about the electric pickup truck market just so far. But electric cars in general, there's definitely a lot more of them being put on the market. Some of them are pretty interesting in terms of being able to drive farther on a battery charge, for instance. A lot of the electrics that I think will do the best are coming from luxury brands, where buyers are more interested in that sort of technology. A lot of sporty electric cars coming from Porsche and Audi and companies like that. So I think if you see electric cars do well, I think it'll be more that higher end sporty end of the market, honestly.
So the conclusion of the Kiplinger Letter report, if you weren't in the car business, would you get in the car business?
Well, it's a tough business, I think, right now. It's increasingly competitive, but there is a lot of money to be made right now. We're probably going to see almost 17 million new vehicles sold this year, hair under 17 million, which is quite high by historical standards. And most of those vehicles are either pickup trucks or SUVs these days, and those are the vehicles that come with a pretty good profit margin. So the industry is doing pretty well. They're making money in large amounts right now. So it's a tough business, but it's not like you can't do well in it if you're willing to compete.
I guess the other variable is we keep hearing about trade wars, and automobiles seem to fall squarely in the prospects of a trade war.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of concern in the auto industry about these trade disputes going on. Anytime there's concern about, say, closing the border between the U.S. and Mexico, there's a lot of cars and car parts that cross that border every day. The supply chains for automakers are very long, and they span a lot of countries in this day and age. You know, if you can't get a key component from a factory in, you know, Japan or somewhere like that, you know, you can't build the whole car sometimes. So trade fights are a worry for a lot of industries, but the auto industry is, I would say, uniquely exposed to them.
Well, we'll see if we can get some excitement stirred up with the New York International Auto Show and some hot new car. Jim Patterson's managing editor of the Keplinger Letter. It's good to have you with us, sir.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.